To end this morning, another World Cup tournament is on our shores and begins this weekend when New Zealand play the Czech Republic in the opening game of the Men's Softball World Cup in Auckland. While the seven-time champion Black Sox have traditionally dominated the event, they are far from favourites this year, having dropped to sixth in the world rankings. Joining us is Black Sox legend and coach, former captain of the side, Mark Sorensen. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good morning, mate. How are we doing?
Very well. Okay, so we're not quite as strong as perhaps from your glory days, are we? What is the chances for the Black Sox this time around?
Yeah, the rankings are a little bit skewed. Our global body, the way that they do it is they combine the results of the men's and the under 18 program, and then they take your activity into consideration as well. We played for the first time last week in 3.5 years, so unlike our opposition, we weren't able to accumulate points, so don't read too much into
it. Fair enough. And how did it go first time in 3.5 years? I mean, that's amazing. So that's COVID, obviously. It must have been incredibly disruptive and must be very exciting now to get going.
Oh, it was exciting last week. And the unique thing is that having not played for 3.5 years, we played 5 test matches over 2 days. So we sort of had, you know, against the top 6 countries in the world, we beat the defending champ, we beat the team Australia that won the tournament, and then we had a couple of average results. So, you know, it just highlights that this competition is really even. It still highlighted also that when we're on our game and on our day, we're as good as anyone. We just need to make sure that those days happen every day, one game a day for 8 days. And it's going to take nine games to win it.
Where is men's softball at the moment? You're obviously seeing a bit of a resurgence in baseball. I mean, there's a New Zealand baseball team now. Do you get crossover? Do they complement each other? Where's the softball at these days?
Oh, we actually have a player on our side that has played for the Tuatara. But he's been a softball boy all his life. I mean, it's kind of a rugby league thing, you know. They're similar sports, but they're different. You know, at junior level, I think kids can cross over and Saturday one game and Sunday the next, but you get to a stage where you really need to make a choice. I mean, similar thing about both is that you're trying to hit a round ball with a round bat that's been thrown at you. And the skill levels are very, very similar, but the dynamics of the game are a little different. The dimensions of the field are different. But in terms of answering your question, I think our sport's doing okay. You know, we've got good numbers through the juniors. We just need to continue it through a challenging age bracket, which I think is the same for all sports, which is the college years.
And in terms of the tournament itself, you'd be hoping for some good crowds. It's an exciting game. When do they play the games? Are they evening games?
All games are in the afternoon, so there's 3 time slots, and they're on 2 diamonds at one venue at Rosedale Park in Auckland. So the 12 teams are here qualified from around the world. So each of those teams play one game a day.
And who's the team to watch for, do you think, other than, obviously you'd say the Black Sox, but who are the big danger teams?
Oh, look, there's, in all honesty, I think there's 4 or 5 teams that have a legitimate shot, you know, Japan, Argentina, Australia won the event last weekend, like I talked about, Canada and USA have been our traditional foes, so I think I've reeled off about 6 there. So it's a really competitive event and you know, one of the most more competitive events that I've seen in my extended tenure with this group.
Fantastic stuff. Well, all the best, Mark. Look forward to hearing how you get on.